Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy lady still chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls as Natasha D.
Yeah, what's good, people? It's Pregame Radio. It's Wednesday, August 17th. You know, a quick little song. Get some switchboard training in for Spider-Man Lady Steel getting on deck for their show coming up later this week, maybe for next week. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the damn thing. So, y'all know the number. Hit us up. 347-857-4302. Just a little pop for y'all while we get the thing going. Hit us up. It's Pregame Radio. You heard?
rock with the least four bills. Got real, so you know I got bills in the field. At that fast 20 show, give your bitch a funny walk. Fucking like that drummy, yo. We gon' make a loud noise. Mommy ain't tryna walk. Hop up in this Rolls Royce.
Goliath, I'm going now. I'ma try if it's not to start a riot. Imagination first, but now it's like a curse. All these rap crash dummies, now the situation's worse. Now I never get a deal, fuck it, that's how I work. Recording how I feel, how I live on every verse. If you like it, then you take it. If you love it, then embrace it. I keep it real, allergic to that fake shit. This is something sacred. Hip-hop for me is amazing. You get your voice heard through the nations. Yes, it's my first love, ever since we first hugged. Stick it to the music, considered it my first drug. Holy matrimony, never think I would divorce her. Step two was part, till then, I'm the enforcer. Right.
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill.
A little musical medley. Y'all already know if it's pregame radio, I'm doing this throwbacks, but I figure I'll hit you guys with, you know, a couple of new joints. I'm doing some Days representing GSD. Big shout out to him, Miss Dot Mandy. Play some Bugatti, sir. Big shout out to him, the whole Fast Money movement. Big shout out to Yobi, Set in Stone. Like, you know, you think she's doing big things. Styles P and J, the kids on the track. So I want to go, we're doing the damn thing. excuse me. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're going to be rocking for a little while longer, you know what I'm saying? I got to make way for my peoples at MFI Radio, Miss Brooklyn, Miss News, News, LV, and Surreal. They about to do the damn thing like they normally do on a Wednesday night. So I'm just here chilling, you know, getting some stuff out. I felt like doing this show, so I threw one up. And speaking of this new shoes, here's a track she on featuring Brooks called Late Night Contact, one of my faves on Pre-Game Radio. You'll probably dig it too. Hit us up. We'll be right back.
You got, I need to destroy. Cause you're back down, what you frontin' on me for? Pack good DCP, what she store? Up, so I throw her down and deep floor. Beat it up at the store. So you can't fall while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right, and got a straight tight. Up another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'ma fuck by that love affair.
That was the Late Night Contact joint, Brooks, featuring Miss New Shoes. Big shout out to her. Everyone over to MFR Radio, J Music. Everybody doing the damn thing, big shout out. And if you out there handling your business, you know what I'm saying, taking care of home, doing your thing at work, and you got some side hustle, whatever you're doing, as long as you're doing something, and you keep yourself busy, keep yourself productive, you get a shout out. You dig what I'm saying? It's Pre-Game Radio. I'm still going. I may extend the show, depending on how I feel, you know what I'm saying, because I'm feeling good. I'm playing some good music. Be here chilling, you know what I'm saying? But check this new joint out right now from your homeboy Cashmere. This is called Bougie Girl. It's his later release off his Take Me Away debut album. This has been nominated for Underground Music Award Best Street Album. So big shout out to him on that. And here's a track off that album, that UMA nominated album. And it's called Bougie Girl. And we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. You heard?
Movie star. I'm from the hood, so I like them like that. You know the old saying, opposites attract. She likes the name brand, the designers. Keep her hand nails done, need I remind ya? You know cash men know they sound. Money over everything, I break that down. See, I'm a Mac, my talk slick, I'm here with it. You take advantage of me, get it real tritty. They say get in a silicone breath. You flash a couple dollars, that's when they act they best. I got a couple of them, they so feisty. They tell the truth, man, they sort of just like me. Cause all they want is the diamonds and pearls. I've seen them all across the world. You a bougie girl.
Rest of death, old clothes, new tags. Trendsetter, no hashtag. If looks get killed, I need a black bag. Kicked out the box. Top 4 years ago, see me with them on. They like, where the hell you get it from? Snap back to match. I am fresh daily. Like Italian bread, deli delivery. On the corner early. Wake up the cake up. My chicks from a y'all. I get face like makeup. Photo shoot fresh. I impress myself. My flow sick. Y'all in good health. Niggas watching from the sideline. I'm in the game getting it. My flow's the guideline. I teach you how to live shit. Only sign my signature. Part of my penmanship. You ain't in the game. You can still say you with it. Listen while I rip the shit. Show you how sick it gets. New whip, new chick. Hate to be sick of it. And I'm inconsiderate. Pull up on a block, drop a top just to show you that I can get to the bit. I'm all alone in a room full of people. I say that cause all these niggas see through. We ain't equal, no way, shape, or form. Right here in the dirt, that's where the line is drawn. And you don't wanna cross it. Have them looking for your mind like, damn, I can't believe you lost it. Cool nigga, hot top of summertime. Think when an old school player sets the rules. But new beginners can't bring big ideas and small minds. Can't get fast, paper on slow grind. Really getting busy putting on for my city. See me in the whip, he got a pretty chick with me. And for the record, it's all about the network. Hands down, hand in hand, we got the best work.
Yeah, that was Deuce Privilege with his spin on the Otis track. You know, everyone, I'm gonna, let me know how y'all feeling now. Watch the Throne album. Let me know. 347-857-4302. Me personally, I haven't heard it yet. I haven't downloaded it from iTunes. None of that ish yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm waiting for the streets to tell me how they feel in that track. And also, what y'all think about Drake and Lil Wayne following suit and coming out with a collaborative album? You know what I mean? Now, you know, y'all know Jay-Z, this ain't his first go-around with the collaborative albums. He did the Best of Both Worlds joint with R. Kelly. And people sleep on it because that was actually a real, real hot album. The only thing about it was when the album dropped, R. Kelly had a lot of controversy with him with the sex tape and him pissing on the girl and all that good shit. But it was actually a good album, good collaborative album. So I can't really front. When Jay-Z links up with another dope artist and they make, you know, music, it's a good album. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Best of Both Worlds is a prime example of that. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give him the credit because he's real versatile. He could work with, you know, other people, other artists from other genres and make good classic tracks, which is why I rock with the homie Jay. And plus, he's a Brooklyn boy. But hit us up. It's 347-857-4302. And since we're talking about Brooklyn, I need to give a big shout-out to my homies, H-Squared, also nominated for Underground Music Awards. You know what I'm saying? For Best Duo. And I'm going to get into one of their joints right now. This is who you were. Shout-out to the homie Disabled who got up on the track with the fellas and did the damn thing. And this is what they do. But matter of fact, hold on. Before I even get into that, I got a caller. And I want to see, because, you know, this caller, he's been on my Facebook group, the pregame radio group on Facebook. If you don't know about it, get to know about it. You know what I'm saying? That's where all the good artists, y'all can come and y'all can network and all that good stuff. And me loving producers, me loving artists, get yourself on the show. You know what I'm saying? Audition like I got this artist doing right now. He's calling live out to 318. Last four digits is 4379. What's good, homie? You're live on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Man, I'm calling from Laval, Paris, Louisiana, man. You know what it is, Gully Beezy. You can find me on YouTube. All you got to do is type in Gully Beezy, GullieBeezy. You hit me up on MySpace, www.myspace.com/GullieBeezy. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Corey Gully Beezy, Bumtown, you know. Trying to get, you know what I'm saying, a little local fan base, trying to get at least little connections, you heard me? It's all good. All
right, well, you know what I'm saying? If you rocking, you feel what I'm saying? If you're rocking, because we have pregame radio, we're more than just a promo tool. You feel what I'm saying? We're more than just that platform you need. Because the Saturday pregame radio, if your shit is rocking, and this goes out to any artist who has yet to come on the show, artists who are looking to come on the show, so y'all know, we are not going to be like, yes, your shit is hot, yes, we like it, and you come up with some bubblegum shit. We're not going to do that.
Well, I feel that right there. That's all I want to understand.
Because if we're supporting you, that means we're rocking with you and we're putting our name attached to what you're doing. Now I'm saying, like, for instance, we have two artists who came through the show who were starting out, one being Cashmere, the other group being A Square, and I'm actually going to listen to one of their tracks in a minute. You know, they came through on the Humble, and the people loved them, and now both of those artists are nominated for Underground Music Awards.
Uh-huh.
So when an artist comes to a pregame radio and, you know what I'm saying, we chill, we shoot the breeze, you know what I mean, it is what it is, you know. Like, don't be formal right now, you know what I'm saying, loosen up your tie, chill, throw your fitted on, we rock right now, we chilling. This is
okay.
What we do on pregame radio. You know what I'm saying, we just chilling, we trying to find out what the artist is and what you're bringing to the table. You know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying? But we got Louisiana in the building, and it's real hard, you know what I'm saying, because people say, y'all never showed all up to the South. Bullshit. The South is here, you know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing I got them on here, too, because, you know, I got some questions, you know, so we're going to do this, and then we're going to network a little later on and get you on the show as a featured artist and see what's going on. But definitely, I want you to check this track out from the homie A-Squared, Underground Music Award nominated, Best Duo A-Squared. The show goes down this Sunday. If you guys don't have the tickets, check out UMA.com. Get yourself tickets. It's up here in New York. So if you guys can make it, come through. Shout out to everybody in the call room. Shout out to everybody on the chat room. Shout out to the show in the chat room. Talk about Louie is a boy, got a nice voice. Yo, if you want to talk to the homie, call us up. 347-857-4302. Stop the chat shit. Call up. Talk to him. He don't bite. It's free game ready. Y'all already know how we doing this piece.
You already know, man.
So call up. You know, don't tell me he got a nice voice. He ain't in the chat room. He can't see that shit. Call him. You tell him yourself, right? But we'll be right back. Check it out. We here chilling. It's free game radio. That's all it is. Free game radio. We're chilling. You heard that? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the new word, baby?
Picky, pick me a chick with a booty like Nikki and a rat named Beatty. Weave like Gabby and a face like Hattie. It's not too shabby. I wanna sway bad, not afraid to take chances, such as butt naked lap dance up in VIP so that all can see. Pop champagne, baby, grind on me. Rose, chili, Clico with me. Remy on the rocks, Amaretto and Henny. Make that booty pop, let the cork out the bottle. Let me sip off you, girl. Champagne on the mind. DJ, won't you play her song so I can see her shake that thing all night long. And the crew gets lovely too, let them all come. Cause it ain't fun if the homies can't get none.
Tell me who you with, you wanna line all night. We VIP, getting bottles of it all night. Tell me who you with, ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl fine. Tell me who you with, so we just on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. Tell me who you with,
play again.
If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Man, you already know, I get it how I live it, so I spit it, and that's how it goes. Waves like the club scene regular. The owner steady texting me and blowing up my cellular. Reach the door, you know what the slaves be. The biggest goofing off the line, I'm taking the lady. Only the nice ones, the dime ones. They come a dime a dozen, I could easily pull out 9-1. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything we spit is twice as thick, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell cause she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, a nigga kinging. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink cause she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Cause anybody besides us is nobody.
Tell me who you with, you wanna line all night. We VIP, getting bottles of it all night. Tell me who you with, ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl fine. Tell me who you with, so we just on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. Tell me who you with. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Fresh off the 96, let me be your 69. Clubs packed, no line, the goal's to get inside. Be patrolling in your future, get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded, lanes never fly. They ask who, you say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Black label chill, what you call space, we call ace. Been reppin' ace squares, high joint haze. Bottles on deck, behind home plate. Shorty at home, bassy and about face. Need to know what you know, and if there's moves to make. Ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place, hotel,
that's it.
Your face,
my face,
no clothes,
petty.
And you ride,
I moan,
you love,
I join.
Tell me who you with.
When we turn the lights low, tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottle service all night.
Play a game.
Who you with? Ladies in here, and they all on me. I love
and
the girl fine. Who you with? Swimming juice on deck, great juice and rose, they all night. Tell me who you with. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Pre-game radio, your boy Brooklyn Black. We got Gully Breezy in the building, rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing, impromptu interview or audition, so to say. We got Lady Steele in the building with us, too. How you doing, Lady Steele? About time you got here.
Well, you know when I asked and I said so, and nobody responded to me, and I had to kind of see for myself?
It's all good. You're here now, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we got Gully Breezy in the building. You know, he was putting tracks up, so, you know, I kind of put him on the spot. Gully Breezy, what up?
What it is, man, what it is.
All right, so you know, I got Lady Steel here, you know, and I'm going to let you know, Lady Steel, she's a tough customer, a tough cookie, you know. So, like, if you're not coming correct, you know, because she does actually also go through the chats that people put up on the Pregame Radio Facebook. She goes through them, and if they hide, she lets me know.
I put up another track on there called Rolling and Tripping, you know, it's got a Deezer version. Like I said, you can hit me up on YouTube, got everything on there, Gully Beezy.
So let us know, Gully, you coming out of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what are you bringing to the table? Because, you know, there's a lot of artists, a lot of music coming out of your state, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got the Cash Money movement, of course. It's been a long time since we heard No Limit, but, you know, they kind of put Louisiana on the map. So what is it that you're – are you bringing something as far as that flavor to the table, or are you bringing something totally different?
Well, first off, I just want to say Freely Boots a badass. I mean, he the king of Louisiana. I mean, I feel like he paid the way for niggas like me to come in the game. I mean, club banging, you know, that's all we do from the streets, you know, to the struggle. You know what I'm saying? We live about what we spit. In our music, we can tell you everything, how we live, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so pretty much, like, asking you as underground, you know, you're not mainstream, no major label backing behind you, just you being an artist and upcoming, repping your city, repping your state, repping your hood, do you believe that those who are out there mainstream, you know, like your Wayne's and your Young Money crew and anybody like that, did they really represent Louisiana, or did they just, like, crack the door and there's more artists like, I don't know, maybe yourself or anyone else who's just kind of blowing up?
What the hell?
Huh?
What is this?
Huh?
What is this? Is this a show?
Yes, we're doing a show. I extended the show since you guys didn't come through.
What do you mean come through? That's why we need to speak, because I don't know what
that was. Yes. Body Man needs to just ask me. All right, because here's pretty much what it was. I spoke to Spider-Man, and I'll update Gully Breeze also. This is just going to be a training session, you know what I'm saying? But Gully Breeze, he started going ham and putting his music up, so I was like, I'm going to put him on the spot.
Yeah, but that's
you know,
not
so
a show. That's not, I don't think that's fair to him, to give him a show.
It's not, and like I said, this is just something, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to book him, we're going to have him come on, we're going to do him, you know, a few things, but I just want to ask him that question, because this is one of the first times we actually had someone from Louisiana on the show.
When he's actually on the show.
He is, and we're going to book him later, but before we go any further, like I said, I just want to ask that question, because like I said, he's putting up the stuff, and I put him on the spot. It just happened to be, I was looking through, and here's what's the first thing up. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me see what he's doing, what he's about. And he was cool enough to come through. So I'm just building it around that. That's all.
So this is like a little practice thing? Like, it's not the real...
Exactly.
Like,
but then that makes no sense. You don't have a practice show.
is it live now?
We're live. We're still going. But like I, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, I'm extending it. We're doing the damn thing. I'm still playing tracks. I'm giving him the feel of the show.
Oh, okay.
So when he comes through and we fuck him, he knows what we're dealing with.
But then, no. See, I disagree. You give him a pass link and let him listen to the show, and he'll get a feel for it.
And you're 100% right. That could be done. But, you know what I'm saying, it's also a good thing as we're in here. You know, I'm just, you know, we're just here doing the damn thing, ladies. So, you know, I understand, you know, sometimes how I do things, you don't always agree, but there's always a method to my manager, and as long as you know me, you should know that.
Well, I called in thinking that we're going to discuss things. I don't want to interrupt what is an actual show.
Well, pretty much what has to be discussed as far as, okay, announcement, Lady Steel, she's coming out with her show, her and the homie Spider-Man, they're going to be blasting off this coming Friday, as long as we get everything under wraps. And this was going to be that, you know, going to be the show to just get them acclimated to how the system runs. But we can still do that. We still have more time.
But I don't have that time. That's what I'm telling you. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing, because then I could call back in when you're done with this.
Yes, you can call back in whenever you're ready. I'm also going to throw up another show for tomorrow, just so you and Spider-Man could get more acclimated to the system because, you know, the last time you was on the system, it's changed. So I got to get you up to speed.
I've been never on the system.
Like I said, it's changed, and I got to get you up to speed. So I will be throwing up one for tomorrow, and we can do that thing. But right now, we got Gully Breezy. And
all right, Gully Breezy.
I really want to know.
I don't believe in practice runs or anything like that. So I'll speak to you whenever you're actually on the show.
All right. And it is Gully Breezy, B-E-E-Z-Y.
Oh, Breezy. I'm sorry. Gully Breezy.
Yeah, like Young Jeezy, but it's just a B.
Okay, Gully Breezy.
Okay, Gully Breezy. I'm sorry. I'm saying Breezy. I was messing up. My bad. Sorry about
good.
That.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But
all right, ladies.
Most definitely, ladies, still just get back at me when you can. All right, mama?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Big shout out to Lady Still. She does like 1,500 million different things, you know what I'm saying? And when she comes home to pregame radio, she always comes through like a mother to a dirty kitchen. She has no idea what the hell's going on. You know what I'm saying? But tell you, like, honestly, like, do you think the mainstream artists coming from your state, did they really hold it down? Are they really saying what it is, or is it just all show, according to you?
How I feel personally about it?
Yeah.
But how I feel about it, I give all the artists much respect, and that's top of the line. I give much respect. Did they crack the door in for us? I feel like how Atlanta exposed, how Houston exposed, how Miami exposed, how the West Coast exposed, Wiz Khalifa put it. I feel like we ain't really in the door, like really in the door. And until somebody, you know, come in and, okay, let's give all these Louisiana artists a try, like how we did Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane, Jody Breeze, you know, anybody from other cities. You know, how they come in the game and how you can continue to see repeatedly the same artists. You know, let us come up, give us a try. You know, let us come in the game. Let us show you what we got. You know what I'm saying? I know it's the mainstream and it takes a lot to get there. And I know you got to repeat the same kind of flavor the following next year. But, yeah, give us a chance to do that.
All right, cool. And like I said, I was going to put you on the spot. Because one thing what we do with all of us who come through, just to do what's known as like a stamp of authenticity, a stamp of realness, to know that, you know, you actually spit and what you know, because first I haven't heard your tracks yet. But one thing I do with all the radio, I never hear the tracks until I play them on the show. So therefore, my initial reaction will be the same as for everyone else. Mm-hmm. But here we focus a lot on the element of hip hop, and one of the elements of hip hop is your freestyle, not saying what you can spit on someone else's beat, what you can do on the top of your head. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, before in the early stages of hip hop, you know, you freestyle, you know, you spit a hot 16, you know, that's how people knew you. Like, oh, did you hear how such and such shut down open mic night at such and such with his freestyle? You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, because it's your freestyle, how you could come up the top of the dome, how you could just freestyle all that ish. And still make it sound hot on the fly. That's the shit that's what we crave. That's what we love here.
Well, that's what I create.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, normally for artists, you know what I'm going to let you, you know, once again, get all your promo out, Facebook, Twitter, and all of that. But I just pretty much want to hear what you got. I want to hear, like, off the top of the dome, if you got a couple of bars, let me hear them. But we got people listening in, and they're going to be checking in through the pregame book, group. So we need that authentic off the top of the head. Normally when we do that, I have another co-host named Ab. She actually lays down the ground rules for the freestyle. But pretty much just go off the top of the head, throw in a couple of current events in there so we know you've gone off the top.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But whenever you're ready.
All right, whenever. All right.
Oh, we don't do no beats either, just straight acapella, homie.
Yeah, all right, acapella.
Acapella, all right. Acapella.
All right, you ready for me?
We ready for you, whenever you're ready, homie.
Louisiana Gully Breezy, I'm going to put it like this. scary money don't make no money. If you niggas running from it, I'ma take that money. Got a lot of honey shit. Yeah, they know they going dummy. I'm in a club messed up, high drunk. You know I'm on it, huh? You play with me, Louisiana, coming for your dome. Come up in my state, we pissing off your home. And if you run up in my place, I'm shooting off your chrome. And I don't care what you see or think, I'm coming for the strong. Man, I'm hard legging, south side getting money making. Go get a nigga, I'm all in it. So if you see me on the cool, yeah, come fuck with me. I'm on the side of the hood where niggas fuck with me. I'm moving from side to side, you know I'm in the game. And if you try to take my chain, man, I'ma bust your brain. Louisiana, go get a nigga, you know I'm strong. I'm heading to the good. They mess up.
That worked, because after you go straight up off the top, you wasn't reading off your BlackBerry or none of that bullshit, so that works. And I dig it. Oh, my goodness, yo. Holler at either Lady Steel or my sister Cookie so we can book you, get you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pretty much what we need from the show for you is a press kit and 3 tracks, all right? Send it to pregameradio@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me write that down right quick.
Yeah, write that down. Jot it.
But it is, my man.
You know what I'm saying? It's pregameradio@gmail.com.
Okay. Pregameradio. Pregameradio.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. Like I said, 3 tracks, MP3 format, MP3, Windows Media, or even a WAV file. But got to be one of those 3.
Okay.
All right. Send me 3 tracks, a press kit, and we'll get back at you. We're going to book you, get you right, and get you up on. Because, see, just hear your freestyle, you got some of that southern flavor, some of that southern swagger that my listeners are like, oh, you guys don't love the South. You guys don't show love to the South. You got that.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You got it. And just with your freestyle alone, I'm wishing that the tracks complement that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you sent us the 3 tracks and your press kit, and if you got the time, you know, record a cool little promo drop. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is Gully Peasy repping Louisiana, and I'm rocking on pregame ready with your boy Brooklyn Black. Something simple like that, you can do that. You know?
Okay. You can do that for me? Like, I can record it like that?
Yeah, you can record it just like that. You can curse if you want to. Either. Like, hey, I'm not going my motherfucking nigga to Brooklyn Black on pregame radio. We doing the damn thing. You can, you can do that if you want. You know, we're real laid back. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really worried about the FCC. You know what I'm saying? We cuss. We say what we want. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We keep it 100. We keep it funky here.
All right. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? You can definitely do that. So, big shout out to you. If you want, get your shout outs going. Shout out your city. You know what I'm saying? Shout out your hood. Let the people know where you from, and let them know. And I'll put it out there. Gully Beezy will be on pregame radio real soon. So for all his supporters, all his fans, all the groupies, the chicks who want him to sign the titties and all that, he's gonna be on the show.
Yeah.
So holler at us, and we get the damn thing going. So like I said, get your shout outs going, man.
Man, you know, I'm a shout out Pimp Boost, Bode, the whole NWO of Balls Parish, Louisiana. That's where I'm from. That's where we hold it down at. Man, I'm live with pregame radio. You know how we do it. We're going to do it big.
All right, no doubt. And also, like I said, just to give you more of a feel of the heat that we bring through here, big shout out to the homies, TGO, the great ones. Great ones do great things. Fuck with us. Big shout out to Leek, Fuego Bravo, Frito, Jazz Rapper, Futz Capo, everyone over at the TGO crew representing Harlem, New York. I got a track for y'all. And here's stuff. We doing it, and it's blow, you know what I'm saying? Bling, blow, bitches on our dick now, and that's what we doing. Big shout out to the homie Gully Beatsy for coming through to the spot, bringing that southern flavor back to the show like crawfish in a bucket.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? And we doing it at the street game, and we still rocking 347-857-4302. Big shout out to people who check in from private numbers. I see y'all. I still love you anyway, even though you want your number on blast. I love you anyway. We're still doing the damn thing. But shout out to the homie Gully Beezy. And we be right back. It's pregame ready. We got some time left, so we still rocking. You heard?
Already.
Ho, ho, right. TJO on maximum. Hood, Rick, Ryan, Reason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Ho,
you see that bling blow? Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he thinks he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, go to Joe for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, I hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Stay for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies, fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, strap me up, cause I need a fix. Also, dealer, hit me up if you need a hit. I got a lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we won't get into that. Bitch, be the jeans, y'all cue the clip. So if it ain't about the green, you ain't saying shit. Now I got my buzz up, soon I'll be getting on. Jabs in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frightened. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot now, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame haters. Nasty on the track, still sit relevant. About to black out in this bitch like Carl Nettison. Never are you better than me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate. Big, you ain't never lied. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Wrist freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted, broke me on true religion, jeans.
Okay, stupid ninja turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh. And eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Oh, five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. So apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this fool I like. Friday, got more jump offs than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frightened. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No. Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Yeah, we're out back pregame radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black doing the damn thing. We're still rocking. Big shout out to the homie Gully Beezy coming through, showing love, prepping the South Louisiana is in the building. Stand up. I appreciate it. I love it. It's, you know, it's a great thing when we get other regions back in the building, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know, we have people coming from all over Baltimore, down south, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? They come through the pregame and they do the damn thing and they leave us with some real dope ass heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the best way I can say it. They come and they leave us with some dope-ass heat. You know what I'm saying? But hit us up, 347-857-4302. We'll still rock, and we got about another hour and some change rocking in the building. Big shout out to everyone who tuned in with us, everyone who's been supporting us since day one, day zero even. And we just, you know, we doing their thing. We're coming up. We're expanding, exploding, blow-up-shuating, how some people like to call it. You know what I mean? But check this out. Baltimore Sun, Don't Let Me Down, live pregame radio, one of our faves from the pregame approved artists. And we're doing the damn thing, and we'll be right back.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. I'm almost at the end zone with a couple yards to go. I'm large with dough. I keep a couple yards to blow. Not long ago, I kept a couple songs to show the monster flow. Come on, dog, y'all should know. I'm feeling strange in the veins. There's something off with yo. So many lanes in the game now, it's hard to blow. I never cheat on these streets. That's the honor code. But gimmicks and images by the beats, I'm on to those. I should be on the globe. I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks as bronze the dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to gobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. There really ain't nothing left to say, dog, except that it's my time. So why whine with my behind? Been taking my time. And my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind, stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing. Fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dudes ain't getting deals, never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song. I'm reciting it, my pen days, I'm slightly beyond. Right or wrong, I know the game ain't gon' light when I'm gone. But I'm gone, cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah. Baltimore Sun, man, and I say all that to say this, don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of realities,
keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know, new friends, new ends,
new shows,
but when the money gone, the people gone too, you know, then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down, but those familiar faces gonna turn them around. They only want you while you hot, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal. Don't make him the real deal.
Feel me?
Baltimore Sun.
Cause
I'ma
just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be.
Yeah, that was Baltimore Sun, Don't Let Me Down. And I got something else that was a world premiere on pregame radio. Keywan, Murphy Lee, St. Lunatics, side to side. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we bring the premieres to the hood. You know what I'm saying? So before anyone say, oh, yeah, we had a first bullshit, and you can ask the homie Keywan on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, he'll tell you. Pregame radio was the first to blast off this joint here. This is side to side, club banger. If you got a move or a dance for this, hit me up, brooklynblk@gmail.com. I could probably get you in there for the video, so make sure your moves is hot, and let's do the damn thing. We'll be right back. It's pregame radio. Shout out to the homeboy Gully Beasy. Still rocking with us, you heard?
Who would we lay that up in your mind? Just get laid down.
The who
made. When niggas dumb stuff on corners doing they thing, act up and he's crazy. I hope when we may act up and you might just get laid.
We carry knots and things, rings of bling, where they go?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Swagger school is now a session, so watch the dean. The flow is mean, turn bitches green, I'm going get the beans. Who's next? You wanna test the pioneers running this? Or you brought the now dismissed, BK to finish this. I had that Brooklyn swag, that's why you doobies mad. We gonna burn another slip and go take out the trash. Why you mad? Uh-oh, you hoes been had. Who told you this shit? I gotta blow your flow to this. The rhyme is too tight to square it like a pussy hole. My rhyme is taking flight, bitch. I'll finish all you chase flows. Now I want you all to just hold that note and just bounce. Now let me see you just bounce. Just bounce. We're from BK, the home where we lay. When niggas dumb stuff on corners doing they say act up and he's crazy. The home where we lay, act up and you might just get laid.
We're from BK, the home where we lay. When niggas dumb stuff on corners doing they say act up and he's crazy.
The home where we lay, act up and you might just get laid down.
Yeah, well, out that pregame radio, that was the Coco Stallion joint. Of course, it was following that new Key One featuring St. Lunas. He's jump off that premiere live on pregame radio. And we are still looking for video submissions for anyone who can make a dance up to that song, because you guys will be in the video. Key One's on the show. He said it himself. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you got, you know, some dance moves, or you got a little kid, nephew, someone who got some dance moves, and rock to side joint, holler at me. I'll send you the track so you can hear it, and we'll do the damn thing, pretty much. And it's pregame ready. We're still doing that damn thing. We got about 45 minutes left rocking in the show, so we still gonna do. I'm gonna give y'all some nice hot music to rock to the 5-2 on this Wednesday night. Now I'm saying big shout out to everyone at MFR Radio, about to go down in about 20 minutes, you know. And we're doing, and that's just what we do. It's pregame radio. Big shout out to everybody: the Cash Administration, A Squared, GX Media, MFIR Radio. Everyone who rocks with us, everyone over, you know, AAA, if you don't know about it, you ain't going to know about it, point blank, period. But shout out to everybody over there, too, who's rocking with me, who gives me the love, gives me the shout-out, give me the shout-outs and everything. Let's get into something else. Let's get into a throwback, all right? And it's going to be something that I dig, a group that I dig. I'll say there would be a trend-setting group, a trend-setting duo. You know what I'm saying? Because no one else really was able to mesh with the stuff that they were on, all right? But here we go. It's some PM Dawn for y'all. Big shout-out to the librarian. She knows who she is. Think about it. Ain't seen in a couple of days, but we still rocking. And it's free game radio. You heard? We'll be right back.
Thank you.
in my heart refined. What did she think she could do? I feel for her, I really do. And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I'll have to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes.
We hit him up. Pretty much rip him up, split him up. My nigga, man, don't give it up. It's him up. Anything we touch, we bust. We don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas gotta listen up. Yeah, this is us. We up here out of nowhere. Go there. Y'all niggas bitching up. Y'all dudes are so quick. The full pay. Give us a green light. The motherfucker hit him up. Yeah. Snoop Marley ride on his beat. In the whip. Counting stacks. Fly on the seat. Yeah. I'm in the link and I'm thinking it though. OT with a key. Triple and blow. I'm sick of it though. Grab my chips and I go. Headed for New York City, the city I know. Left a brick with my hoe. She get rid of it though. Told the girl I'll be back and I'm bringing some more. Call my home team, man, and we hustle hard. You never hustle shit, I pull your fucking card. In Southside, motherfucker, you weak. Undercover niggas couldn't even make no bread. You ain't Frank White, nigga. You Frank Lopez. A TV character, nigga. A damn cokehead. How you slipping the shit that you pitching out? Stop bitching about the snitches. We pick them out and motherfucking hit them up. Pretty much rip them up, split them up. My city really do give it up. It's a must. Anything we touch, we bust. We don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas better listen up. Yeah, this is us. We okay out of nowhere. Go there. Y'all niggas bitching up. Y'all do so weird. The full pay. Give them the green light. The motherfucking hit them up. Yeah. Snoop Marley ride on his beat. In the whip, counting stacks, fly on the seat. Yeah, back in the city, the flow is bananas. We all stacked on top of each other, it's madness. Lifestyle of the scramblers, some of them gamblers. Them dope boys getting money in front of them cameras. And we all got hammers, ain't scared of them bammers. And in the streets, it ain't 10, it's 100 commandments. And the number one, we getting this money, we living it up. You cross the line, we hitting them up. We hit them up, pretty much rip them up, split them up. My city really do give it up. It's a must. Anything we touch, we bust. We don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas better listen up. Yeah, this is up. We'll pay out of nowhere, go there. Y'all niggas bitching up. Y'all do so weird, the full pay. Give them a green light, the motherfucker hit them up. Yeah, Snoop Marley ride on his beat. In the whip, counting stacks, fly on the seat. Yeah, we hit them up. Tighten the game up, keep the lanes in the top, man. Hit them up. It's Trey Brown, aka Snoop Marley. South Jamaica Queen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're back live pregame radio. Ooh, excuse me, doing a damn thing. I had some little medication in my throat. But we got the homie, the man of the hour, the man who demands respect, who commands respect wherever he steps foot into, the one, the only, Triple Ty Hefner is in the building representing Illinois. What's good?
What's good, baby? Out here chilling, man. Out here getting medicinal myself, if you feel me. Living the high life. What's good with it?
You know, we had something, like I said, it's pregame radio, doing the damn thing. And, of course, as soon as Triple Ty comes in the building, my call lines light up.
That's good.
You know, so big shout out to those doing the damn thing. And hope it's still, because I want to get into something real quick while we got some time. And we can do a damn thing. Last 4 digits is 3289. You're live on pregame radio. What's your boy, Brooklyn Black and Triple Ty Hefner's in the building. Who you are? Where you calling from?
Go on your phone. Go on Facebook and tell them we're calling.
Hello. Is this MC Lean in the building?
Is this Eileen in the building?
MC Lean in the building.
Leany Lean.
What's up? I'm with Jess and Lacey too.
Justin Lacey, what's up, man?
Now, someone had posted up, you know, on Facebook, is Sugary dead?
Sugary is dead.
Now,
Sugary is dead.
Lacey said that Sugary is dead. I can't even say the word.
Hey, you know what? I agree. Because women killed it.
How you gonna say well, yes, absolutely.
Well, I can't say all women, but yeah, their standards have been pretty high lately.
Explain why you think women killed it.
You can't say women killed, not all women killed it, but a good because y'all got less obsessed and less infatuated with the actual man and got more infatuated with the bling, the cars he got, what's on his wrist, if he's
True.
Got penis on his
But that's
feet.
Maybe because the man flaunts it and says, oh, baby, I'm going to get you this, I'm going to get you that.
No, that's bullshit because any real chick, you know what I'm saying, and when I say real chick, I mean she's really in the point where she can get her own. She really doesn't need whatever a nigga got to validate or whatever a nigga got to make her feel special and all that bullshit. Think about it is we're running out of real chicks. We're running out of – now we're getting a whole abundance of chicks who are looking for a come up.
That's
true. I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking for chicks who's looking to reflect about the next big LeBron or the next 50 Cent and feel she's going to be set to fight. So,
chicks don't want to
so
come up with a man no more.
Dead. And y'all killed it. Why? Because there's not enough real women coming up. And that's because, you know, most women, you know, y'all becoming grandmothers at 28 and shit. There's no way y'all really going to instill these values in these young girls. And those who do, the mothers who do their thing, instill these values in the girls. Like, you know, they ain't giving them nothing until they see a ring or whatever. Those who still put those values in their kids, I salute y'all. But now comes a time where we got all of these United organizations telling us how to raise our kids, telling us we can't whip their ass in the supermarket, they wild out.
Right.
You know, so now these kids run amok. We can't do shit, because if we do something, we're going to jail.
It's
so
there's
no one really educating these girls, you know what I'm saying? There's no one educating these young ladies of how they got to carry themselves so they feel, okay, he got a iced-out chain, iced-out watch, he must be holding money. I'm going to add his bank. And that's how they're thinking now.
Right.
Now I'm saying that's how they're thinking now, and it's the wrong way. We got no one to really step up to say, no, this is not the right way to think because, let's be for real, a lot of these, I won't even say a lot, but a good amount of these women now who are coming up, you know, their 30s and up, you know, now they're looking for a come up too and not looking for the regular good dude, now saying we're going to take care of his shit, things like that. Lord, he, you know, if he flossed and all that, she feels she good.
Right.
So now niggas like, yo, I ain't got to open the door. Fuck that. I'll tip the nigga $20 to hold the door, and I'll still get the pussy.
It's true.
Why? The nigga $20 to hold
true.
The door.
I like the woman that I open the door for him, too.
Well, see,
there you go, but you're a different
like
type
that.
Of woman, though. Not a lot of women do that.
Like, I walk through the door first and hold the door open, but I don't hold the door open. Now, sometimes I like to get up and open
the door. A lot of women are built like that because now, you know, like I said, they more so infatuated or they're in love more with the glamour, the glitz of being with a dude of status and not really looking for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look for, you know, oh, he got this, he got that. Yeah, he's going to take care of me because he's making money. But that's not the case. Like, straight up, yo. And this is for the young girls because, you know, I'm coming up, I got nieces, I got younger female cousins, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep 100 years. I'm going to do it and, you know, we get out, we fit in, you know what I mean? But.
Right.
You can't, you know, the woman, y'all can't bitch and moan, complain, oh, there's no chivalry because the guys, so that's bullshit. Like I said many times before, y'all ladies get what y'all put up. I
want you to marry an average guy who doesn't have that.
What'd you say?
But see, like I said, see, you know, it's not, you know, because y'all women, y'all do the damn thing. Some of y'all do, like I said. You know, y'all do what y'all got to do. But y'all ladies, y'all get what y'all put out. So if y'all, you know, y'all dressing all skimpy and shit, go to the club. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a nigga, buy all my drinks, get me a VIP, and yeah, XYZ. That's what you're going to get a nigga, like, get your VIP, you know. Drink some money, buy a couple drinks, buy some bottles, and he's going to be expecting to hit at the end of the night because he made an investment on the pussy.
It's true life. He made that investment.
You know, and then the woman would get mad, you know, oh, he only looking to fuck. That's what you're putting out. So why do we need to be strippers? All we got to do is flash some bills, bar and bottle in the club, and we hitting at the end of the night anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you guys do it anyway.
It's like this. Y'all want to, you know, y'all got liquor, you know, y'all got champagne eyes, but y'all on a bare budget.
They're the ones who flaunt everything. But you guys are the ones that flaunt everything and show the lady, oh, I got this, I got that, I got stacks of money. And then the woman goes,
why do you put that? Because that's what y'all respond to.
That's exactly what y'all respond to. How else we going to get y'all attention? Like, you ain't looking at the dude that's riding the bus.
And you worked in country, so you know this is true. If a dude go to a chick in the club, hey, how you doing? My name is Jason, and I think you're pretty, and I want to know if we could dance later. Should I look at that nigga like, what the fuck is you about? But me and my crew, we popping bottles, you know, we chilling, what's good? She like, oh, can I come?
True, you're right.
So who you going to give your number to? The dude on the bus or the dude on the train?
You know, truthfully, I'm not that type of person. Seriously, I'm not lying. I'm not that type of person to go for all the money and all that. I'm a broke bitch right now, and I have a man for 6 years.
That's the thing. You know, that's what the ladies put out, and then it's those same ones who get bought a VIP, who come in, they drink up on the bottles, they post with their friends in the club, they ass out, and then they get taken to the hotel, get done dirty, and then they be showing, oh, I can't find a real nigga. I can't find a real man. All they want to do is fucking buy me box.
But yet you still go home.
And they still going.
But yet you still go home, though, right?
They want a real nigga, but they fake as hell. Fake nails, fake hair, you know what I'm saying? Fake breath.
That's another thing. Like, a dude like me, I'm all like, hey, if you ain't got it and you can find a way to enhance yourself without adding XYZ, cool, hey, knock yourself out because, hey, there's dudes, you know, they hit 22 and their hairline is receding and they get that just for men shit or whatever.
Put
on the lace front wigs, the eyelashes, they put the little booby pads in, they wear the booty pop pants to make their ass stick up, or they take the
booty
the bathroom Facebook pictures and make what they ass in on the bathroom counter so it look like it's fat. That's what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then they talk about, I want a real nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. But also, I'm going to get this announcement out there. This Friday, August 19th, your boy Brooklyn Black will be holding the door with indie band Ellis Ashbrook at the Palace, 846 Myrtle Avenue, Brooklyn. Admission is $5. But I will do this. Pre-game radio supporters and Triple N members will get in free of charge. Just say Triple N at the door.
Man, too bad. What you going to be doing the next week when I'm up there?
Oh, yo. And, yo, Ty, I already had the conversation about it. Me and you, we going to make green clouds, you heard?
Oh, yeah, we steaming, bruh. I get down.
I just noticed that
was you, Triple. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Y'all think y'all can hang with the kid? I got lungs, you know what I'm saying? I breathe. This is what I do.
We got you, kid. We got you. Don't worry.
Lena, tell you. I do the best of them.
I get out,
you know,
though, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you. We'll do this.
But you know what? I'm gonna get into this track, and this track right here is strictly for my Triple M peeps. This was going out to the homie Triple Ty. Hit us up 347-857-4302. We talking about chivalry and women and men. And shout out to everyone who says they want this, but then they perpetrate it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into that a little bit later, but I got this track I've got to spin for the homie Triple Tie. This one's for you. Hit us up. We're still rocking. Shout out to Lacey and Jess. I'll see y'all in the back. And just so y'all don't know, Jess make some banging ass chicken wings, and we'll be right back.
My man put me up for the share, 1/4 of a square, headed for Delaware with one change of gear. Nothing on my mind but the dimes that we blaze, with the glaze in my eye that we find when we crave. Dollars and cents, a fugitive with two attempts, Jake's had no trace of the face, now they drew a print. Though I'm innocent, to proven guilty, I'ma try to get filthy, purchase a club and start up a realty. For real, G, I'ma fulfill my dream, if I could steal my scheme, then precisely I build my cream. The first trip without the click, sent the bitch with the quarter brick, this is it. Fresh face, NY place, got a crooked eye for the jakes. I want it all, armor on bins and endless fakes. God's sake, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million without the FBI catch a feeling?
Street dreams are made of this.
Put a 1,000 feet back, holding cats wasn't making me fat. Snitches on my back, living with moms, getting it on, flushing crack down the toilet. 2 sips from being alcoholic, 999,000 from being rich, but now I'm all for it. My man saw it like Dionne Warwick. A wilder team for a wilder dream, we could all score with. The cartel, Argentina, coke with the Nina. Up in the hotel, smoking on Sesamina. Trina got the fish scale between her. The way the bitch shook her ass, so the dogs never seen her. She got me back, living sweeter. Fresh Caesar, Gaffney, David Robinson, Wally Moccasins. Bitches blow me while I'm hopping in the drop top of him. Word is born, son, I had that bitch down on my shit like this.
Street dreams all made up, made up.
For luck, dreaming, scoping at large niggas beaming. Check what I'm seeing. Cars, ghetto stars, pushing ill Europeans. G'ing, heard about them old timers, OD'ing. Young, early 80s, throwing rocks at the crazy lady. Worshipping every word the rope rocking niggas gave me. The street raised me up, giving a fuck. I thought George said the gold chain was living it up. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of classes to smoke blunts and drink naughty. Ain't that funny? Getting put on the crack money. With all the gunplay, painting the kettle black, hungry. A case of beers in the staircase, I wasted years. Some niggas went for theirs, flipping coke as they career. But I'm a rebel stressing to pull out of the heat, no doubt. With Jeeps chinned out, spinning, never holding out.
People, you already know, Sugar, I'm Snow Shoes, and if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, it's harder radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black, where my shoes at, Daddy?
Oh, my God, I tell you, every time I play that, man, I get a little tingle in my nether regions. But anyway, it's Free Game Ready with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Triple tie in the building. We talking women and chivalry, you know.
Building.
You know, and that is, you know, that is what it is. Like, point blank period, you know, the ladies, they want this, they want that, they want to be treated like this, want to be treated like that, and granted, men, we do say, you know, hey, this is the standard for this, and yada, 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 but, come on, women, you know, y'all say, oh, we independent, we got our own mind, so, fuck, use them. If the men are saying, hey, we want shorties who clapping their ass, and yada, 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 then, if you trying to really snag a nigga, then go the opposite. Because if you go in the way that we want, like, you know, most men, hello, we think what I did. No bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We think what I did. So if you get something to appease to our dick, then that's how we're going to get it done. But if you trying to really snag a dude, you want to get to his heart and get to his mind and all of that sensual bullshit, then you're not going to want to meet your man at the club. And if you do meet your man at the club, you don't want him to beat on the first night, because if you beat the first night, sorry, like,
it's no second night. It's no third night.
It is.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Hit us up 347-857-4302. Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, Triple Tie in the building. We're doing the damn thing. And like I, you know, it bothers me after a while, because it's always a girl going, oh, I can't find a guy to do this, and I don't need, like, come on, let's be for real, all right? Every man wants a woman he can call wifey and have a family with and all that bullshit. And women, they want that dude who's going to be the nice shining armor, bring home the bacon and all of that. Like, come on, let's be for real. This is what everyone's wanted since the dawn of time, right?
It's the American dream. The American dream,
you know, that's
right
what
there.
You know, that's what they wanted. But due to the fact with an ever-changed society and people being so influenced and being able to follow things such as music and pop culture, of course, standards changed. They've either went up or went down, and people are like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to go to the club, buy a bottle of Belvedere, and if I get a chick with me, that's my bitch for the night. Like, it is what it is. That's exactly, you know, that's what it is. There's no more courtships or none of that bullshit, you know, guys trying to get the girl's affection, because now to get affection, shit, buy a bottle at the club. Point blank period, but if you're not trying to go down as a club jump off or a club late night contact or whatever, then don't portray that. You know, don't go to the club. Meet a dude at the library. I don't know if even though niggas still go to the library, but meet a nigga at the library. Meet him in the produce aisle. And shit, if you meet him in the produce aisle, you know he cook.
Exactly.
Shit, if you meet a dude, he knows his way around the stove at least. Shit. You know, y'all, women, y'all complain, oh, I'm tired of these bum-ass niggas I'm fucking with. Point blank period. If you don't like the fish you're catching, change your bait.
Go to a different pond.
Now, don't even do that. Go to a different pond and change your bait.
It's true.
Because if you just attract nothing but slouch and low-life niggas, that must mean you putting out some low-life slouch shit to attract these slouch low-life niggas.
That's true.
Update your shit. Ladies, come on. And not just to be so hard on it, because straight up, yo, fellas, we be doing some fucked up shit too. Let's keep it on it.
Yeah, we need
we
to upgrade
up shit too. You know what I'm saying? The fellas, we do fucked up shit. I'm not saying we because, like, I do fucked up shit. I'm saying we because as men in general, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? We do fucked up shit too. You know, we'll do shit, do a ton of shit. Yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to take care of you. And then once we get the pussy, we ain't heard from again. That's why most women got that stigma against us. That's why they feel, you know, they get a girl, they join Team Lesbian, it's all well and good, and anything like that. Nah, fellas, come on. Like, you know, if we looking, you know, if we want the women to be looking for a real nigga, we got to be that real nigga they looking for. Point blank, period. I'm saying, like, if you single, then fine. Be single, play the field. But if you in a monogamous, don't be trying to act like you want big love or, you know, you some polygamous dude living in Utah, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop trying to build up your bravado. All right? Because if you were looking to lock her down and get that one lady, then do that. Don't get that one lady who does everything and then go and fuck the next year because she got a fat ass or she got some big titties or, you know, she's showing her pussy on Facebook.
Right. That's the
specialist. You know what I'm saying? Like it is a two-way street, you know what I'm saying? And I would be wrong if I was just to be going against the females and not saying something to the fellas. Like, it's a two-way street. Yeah, they may be portraying that, but if we have, but they only go about what they feel we want. Feel me?
They do.
So if they feel we want a chick, yeah, we could buy our bottles and that's the end of it, then the fuck, that's what we're going to get. But we start finding out, yo, we want a chick who can take care of home, who can, you know, bring me up in conversation and make me laugh and X, Y, Z and yada, yada, yada and all this, you know, whatever the stuff these dudes look for in a potential mate. We start portraying that's what we want, that's what they'll start giving us. Point blank, period. Like, there's nothing, you know what I'm saying, there's no sidelines, there's no cheat code to it. Like, that's exactly what it is. If there's a certain woman you want, you got to present yourself to appeal to that certain woman. And women, if there's a certain guy you want, you got to appeal to that certain man. Like, come on, like, we're not in the 80s no more, it's not the 90s, it's not as easy as it used to be, you know what I'm saying? If you want, you got to make yourself available, you got to make yourself in that criteria to get it, because you can't be a club chick, talk about you want a dude who got 401k and shit, because if them niggas at the club, they go on bob out, they bring a chick home, they screw her and get rid of her, forgetting about her. So if you want a chick, you know what I'm saying, so if, ladies, if you want a dude who's going to be like 100% and be doing all the shit that you want, you got to appeal to that type of dude. You can't be expecting no nerd political type nigga going to the club, shake your ass up during the thong contest. It's not going to work.
It's not.
Because all you're going to get is a dude that's going to want to hit it because you look nice in the thong while you were shaking it on stage. And once the deed is done, he ain't going to hit you no unless the pussy was that good. He just had to hit it again. So, point blank. That's exactly what it is.
That's what that is, too. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Can't get no realer than that.
Now, I'm saying, and there's nobody, and normally when I have my female co-host, they'll be going, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. But that's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, Friday night, Brooklyn Black will be at the door doing the security thing, 846 Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn. You mentioned Triple M, Metro Free Game Radio. You get in free, and don't try to get slick. I know who's in the group. You know what I'm saying? So don't, okay, you heard on Free Game Radio, you get in free. No, I know who's in the groups, you know what I'm saying? I know who does what. So come through and show some legitimate support. Don't just try to come because, oh, I can get a free part if I say Triple M. No, it's not going to happen.
Right. It's a society, you know what I'm saying?
Show some support. And it's one of those cool parties. You could bring your own shit, and they got cheap drinks. You know, pretty much just keep it simple, keep it cool. Don't make me have to do the ugly part of my job, and we all be great.
Shout out to BK.
You know, let's not get it twisted. I done hemmed up a couple dudes in my day doing this because, you know, they come and they've been, you know, XYZ getting all extra and whatever. I've tossed a couple of dudes, you know what I mean? I done hemmed them up and throw them out, I've done it. Not saying it's a great thing, but it is what it is. I've done that. But,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Y'all holler at me. We do the damn thing. Triple ties in the building. It's a great thing, you know what I mean? And we're doing it. But tune into us. Like I said, we'll be back Friday night. And also, I'll be here back in the building Saturday, mixing up the throwbacks and all that good stuff. But I got one more for the homie Triple Ties because I'm going to take him back.
What's happening?
I'm going to take him back. Before we wind this thing down, but of course, follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. I'm on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. Join the pregame radio group. Follow the show, pregame_radio on Twitter. Big shout to everyone over at Triple N, SARS, the White Tiger, the Cougar, everyone over there. And shout out to everyone who wore the ham on the Red Rider today. Shout out to everyone who wore the ham because we had said she was going to slap the boss and we wasn't having it.
None of that. Not in the society, you know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
But I will say she did, once she found out what was what, she did come and she cleared the air, so it's all good. I want to give a shout out to the loyalty that everyone has in that group.
You see how they got that love, man.
Like, they saw that everybody went ham.
So put out that good energy they see.
You know, I would give a shout to the loyalty, you know what I mean, and all those who's going to be in the building next week with us at the secret location doing the damn thing. Hope to see you out there. Let's keep it fun. Let's keep it classy. Keep it funky. You know how we do. But it's Free Game Radio, and I got this throwback in another joint to play before we get out of here. Big shout out to the homie Triple Top for taking time off the busy schedule to come through the Free Game Radio and do the damn thing. But he'll be through more often. Y'all can bet that. And
that's
it's Free Game Radio. You guys have a good night. Y'all already know. Don't drink and drive and all that good shit. You know what I mean? Come back to Free Game. Wrap your tool, fellas. Don't fall for the scam, ladies. Protect the clam. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys, I love you for it.
Yep. All right, Brooklyn, man. You be easy.
Why? y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh, U.S., S-Doc, we don't stop.
I wanna take this boat standing out in DR. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR. Okay. I call her Marriott, yeah, she a five star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rose. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
You're killing me, wait, it's just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego.
Yeah.
I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this thing new to me. The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Game Radio, we're still rocking a little bit past our due time, but big shout out to Triple Ty for coming through the building. Shout out to MC Leany Lean, Jess Lacey over there with the banging ass wings over in Bayside. Big shout out to y'all. Like I said, we are live in the building Friday the 19th, 846 Myrtle Avenue. Mention Triple Ty, Triple N, Free Game Radio at the door. I may let you in free, you know what I'm saying? I got a homie who's on the call room. Last 4 digits, 2476. What's good, homie? You're live on Pre-Game Radio. What's your boy, Brooklyn Black? Who this? Caller, take your phone off mute. You're on the air. Don't make me say your whole phone number on the air, man. Last 4 digits, 2476. You're live on air. All right, we'll come back to you in a second. Enjoy this track, and we'll get back in a second. You heard?
WWE Productions, man, let's go.
Alright. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. High spit bars, my shit's revoked. And you bitches green, you're like flubber. What? And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother. Yep. It used to be a teen, now I'm on my own. There's only one seat, I won't shut his throne.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya. You hoes so simp like a basic. And y'all stay on me, basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. They talk action, but y'all ain't verb. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard. I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd. And I stay on the toilet, and y'all my turn. I ain't rap too tight. So when I say blend, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and right. I take my money
okay.
And bite. Okay. Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flail so sweet, Trump couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who wanna test a rap bitch from the gutter? Got an iron box and blue melt piece like.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck and I keep it going. It's like the time of the month and I keep the flowing. Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bonus.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
Time
of the moment.
I do.
Bitch.
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Yo, D Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get
'em. Yo.
I don't care about these boys.
Never
fuck with brought you bitches.
Yep.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm about my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the rolling. Benji stay on my tail. I slip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys.
Not me.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work with no money like oversized.
Money.
Hey yo, Rock, we got these niggas back.
Chill.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking net. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this what money look like.
M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over I'm real hard, I do it for TV. I stunt real hard, I do it for TV.
do it for TV, just like a commercial. I'm hiding in the show fast and he's done looking. That boy gone holla after he's done looking. He looks tight and good, but me, I look better. He looks a little better, take off that fake sweater. Ball girl getting cheddar, cry like feathers. And we get high, blow sheets like the weather. You know how we do, party in Bacardi. Yeah, and they're done looking like a Barbie. You can hate on me, I'm sorry. All I do is done, I can only give him head.
Initiating shutdown sequence.